Good morning. My guests this morning are Marty McReynolds and Rick Koshner from the ACLU. Good morning.
Good morning, Roland.
I hope we haven't done anything wrong. When you guys come in, I have to figure that somebody has done something not legal, right? Forget it.
No, you're right. For the most part, ACLU is there to defend.
Well, you both are going to be involved in the annual ACLU award celebration and luncheon. It's Sunday the 4th at the Flamingo Hotel. Rick, you're going to be receiving an award at this dinner. Is that right?
That's what I'm told.
Yeah. Well, that's what we've told him.
So being that he's a modest guy, you can tell me what he's getting the award for.
Well, it's the Jack Green Civil Liberties Award. The local ACLU gives it away every year. And Rick has been outstanding in his work and sacrifice for the immigrant community.
Right.
And he does this both as an attorney representing people, but also as an activist. He gets out and helps to organize the immigrants and to let them lead the way on what they need. And at one point, you know, he staged a hunger strike for 15 days to try to convince the Board of Supervisors to have a county of refuge where immigrants are not persecuted and deported.
Rick, just briefly, how's it going? How is the immigrant situation going? It seems to be in front as far as news headlines are going now.
Right.
What's happening?
Well, there's the federal, the state, and the local. And on the state and the local, we have some pretty good news to report. Jerry Brown signed last October the Trust Act, which was pushed very much by the ACLU. And that means that immigrants who are in state prisons or county jails cannot be held for a longer time for the convenience of ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, to come and pick them up unless they have serious felony convictions and a few other exceptions. That was wonderful news. It was something we worked very hard to win. Then there was a time when our local sheriff, Steve Freitas in Sonoma County, was saying that he wasn't sure whether such a state law would be legal given the federal regulations, and he wasn't sure what he was going to do if Jerry Brown signed the Trust Act. He did come around, and last fall he said that he would honor the state law, and he's actually even gone further than that. We met with him, Marty and others from the ACLU and from the Committee for Immigrant Rights met with him this past January and gave him our point of view on it, and he agreed that he would not even honor all of the ones that are permitted under state law, but would allow immigrants to go free after the completion of their criminal time.
Excellent.
Without ICE coming and getting them.
It's moving along.
Yeah.
So the Civil Liberties Award and the annual awards luncheon begins at noon on the 4th and goes through till 4 p.m. So it's open to everyone, right?
Yes, and we've lowered the price a little this year, so it's $48 for the full price, and people who have low income can come for $22.
Excellent.
So, and that's self-declared. We don't ask for income tax returns or anything. So we hope to have a good crowd at the Flamingo on May 4th, and people can sign up online. You can now get tickets from Brown Paper Tickets online at ACLU Sonoma Lunch Brown Paper Tickets. So I think it's going to be good, and we have a couple of other things that are worth mentioning. One is the keynote speaker is Arnoldo Casillas. He's the attorney for the family of Andy Lopez,
right?
The boy who was killed by a sheriff's deputy in Santa Rosa last October. I've heard Arnoldo speak off the cuff, and he is very impressive. He's very good. And then we have an award for a student activist, which is Jesus Guzman, young man who is very impressive.
Excellent. Thanks for coming in, you guys, and good luck with the award ceremony. Once again, Sunday, May the 4th, noon to 4 p.m. Tickets at brownpapertickets.com. Information on the telephone at 765-5005. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.